Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFV World Congress event in The Hague, and I am so delighted to be joined by Jerry Donahoe, Director of Solutions Engineering at OpenNet. Welcome, Jerry.
Hello.
So, Jerry, why don't we just start off with an introduction of OpenNet and the focus of the company as it relates to the transformation of the network?
Okay. OpenNet has a history in business support systems, primarily in charging and policy control. More laterally, we've been involved with automating virtualized solutions, particularly NFV. And one of our more innovative solutions is what we call Service Capsule, which basically takes our components and our partners' components, including VPC components, to deliver a full end-to-end solution. You simply have to supply the RAN and a revenue-generating service can be up and running very quickly.
Obviously, you've got history in the communication space. Tell me about what it's been like to bring these new virtual solutions to the market, and why is that encapsulation that you just talked about so critical as operators start bringing more network services online?
The need for agility, and particularly the need to find new revenue streams, is very important to operators as the market for smartphones starts to plateau. And a hope has arisen that the empowerment of that virtualization brings to the network will allow operators to be much more dynamic, much more flexible. However, there has been an issue in terms of delivering business value there. And some of these relate to the emergence of standards, the difficulty onboarding. So we believe that by combining the best of breed partners into a ready to go, ready deployable package, it enables operators to get up and running much faster, particularly the smaller operators. You know, the big tier ones have massive resources to invest in this. The smaller operators would be more limited and perhaps don't have the necessary skill sets to deploy these cloud-like capabilities. And we believe our Service Capsule allows them to get up and running in a much faster way.
So what services are enabled within the capsule?
So at the moment, we're primarily looking at two. One is a voice over LTE. Mm-hmm. And at least to my mind, the more interesting one is for the Internet of Things. This allows an operator to deploy an adjunct core separate to their existing legacy or infrastructure, no risk to the existing infrastructure, but still deploy a dedicated core for IoT functionality, which includes all the necessary components, including the virtual evolved packet core, the PCC components for policy and charging, the management, subscriber management, and so forth. And we believe this allows them to be a bit more innovative, take a little bit more risk without any impact on their existing services. And of course, because it's virtualized, you can start in a small way and scale if the need arises.
So in this model, they're running their traditional infrastructure to provide existing services to their client base, but providing almost a second network edge for IoT applications.
Yeah, and not only a second, but maybe multiple, because of the economies inherent in being able to deploy an adjunct virtual core. You could actually have multiple separate adjunct networks, maybe one for the agri sector, maybe another for smart cities and so mm-hmm. forth. So it allows you to configure them and deploy them exactly as they would be needed for that particular business case.
What has the operator response been to these services?
Well, this is something that's quite new and we're in a number of discussions. They clearly see the benefit, particularly the low risk impact of deploying such things. There's still a little bit of a discussion as to can operators really make money in IoT? I personally believe so. Certainly they can, and the ability to deliver what I call the long tail opportunities, targeting very specific use cases, particularly leveraging their LTE capability. And as LTE evolves into things like LTE Category M, it becomes much more suited to these high value IoT use cases. So somewhat a biased opinion, I will admit, but I believe that IoT is a natural fit for operators.
Why do you think there is a question about revenue streams associated with IoT? Is it just the requirements for delivery of capability versus benefit, or what does it play there?
Yeah, well, I think operators have traditionally looked at mass market type rollouts. So when they're deploying new services, they need hundreds of thousands typically of subscribers. And in many IoT use cases, you're literally talking hundreds or maybe a few thousand. So can they monetize that? Certainly using virtualization, they can. The other, I suppose, is somewhat of a bias towards the traditional M2M market, where the return, the average revenue per user on things like smart meters and so forth was quite small. But by utilizing LTE and high bandwidth capabilities for things like smart city applications, the value of the individual use cases can be much higher than what have been traditionally thought about for things like M2M, smart meters and so forth.
What is the role of the move to automation for delivery of these services within the financial construct?
Well, automation is very important because, as I said earlier, the idea would be to perhaps start small and scale if the service is successful in the market. And one of the main advantages of our service capsule is the ability, using analytics and elastic scalability, to match the deployment to the particular need. And not only the particular need, but the particular need at that time, the concept of elastic scalability. So if the opportunity peaks, it can handle that. But also if it contracts, the resources can be simply spun down again and reused for other purposes.
Now, OpenNet is a member of the Intel Network Builders Program, and I know that you guys have done work to optimize your solutions for Intel architecture. Can you tell me a little bit about why that's valuable to the delivery of solutions in the marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, for an evolved packet core, which works in the data plane, performance is vital, and things like DBTK to allow the optimization of virtualized solutions to carry significant data in a performant way is very important. But also just the organizational aspects of the Intel Network Builder. All the partners we work with are also members. Mm-hmm. And Intel has been very helpful to us in terms of helping us do POCs and providing technical assistance and indeed a number of white papers. And our service capsule actually will be featured in an up and coming Intel white paper for Voice over LTE.
Fantastic. Jerry, I'm sure that we've piqued some folks' interest in the solutions that you're talking about today. Where can folks find out more information about what OpenNet is offering to the provider industry?
Well, I think the best place would be to go to our website, opennet.com. And if they need any additional information, they may contact us at info@opennet.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.